Jikan Geng, the police inspector in Nasir County of Upper Nile State, confirmed the clashes. He says fighting started along the river on Wednesday morning.
One soldier is went early in the morning. He went to check the fishing net. So those civilians, they came and they killed that guy. So this is the reason which is happening in the morning. Is one of the other city who been killed by the civilians. Three people that wounded.
He says the situation calmed down after the police convinced civilians to stop attacking members of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces.
We managed to advise the citizens, you sit down, don't go anywhere. And also we talk with them also. There's three people also with us now. Those who are came in the morning for the, they are working here in the town. So when that one happened, we brought them. Now that together with the commissioner, they need to be integrated. This is the way they can make it.
John Luong, an activist in Upper Nile State, says the civilians and the military compete over fishing rights in Nasir.
This is a very big concern. The issue now is the issue of the military barrack. You know, the military barrack is stationed on the side of fishing side. And now when the civilians want to come, those youth, when they want to come to fish, the army prevent them from fishing. And that is the point of contention between them.
He says the military barracks should be relocated further from fishing side. Luong says the only solution to the conflicts in Upper Nile is for the politicians in Juba to speak to members of their communities to stop fighting. He says some politicians are fueling the conflict across the state.
The other time there was a meeting and they came up with a resolution from both sides, the military and the youth. They agreed that they would be working together. But now the issue repeated itself. Yeah. The whole of Upper Nile actually need politicians themselves. It will not be resolved only by the civilian. What is needed is the politicians seated in Juba. They should come and talk to their people because they are the one who actually mobilize those people.
Reth Yen, a Nasir County resident, says he thinks the solution to the problem lies in integrating SSPDF and SPLM-IO forces. He says the relationship between SSPDF and civilians is rough.
The other thing is like, you know, the SSPDF in Nasir, they don't have good relationship with community in Nasir. The only solution for it is like, if they move out from Nasir and the White Army and their family remain only in Nasir, this will be the second foundation or second solution to this.
In February, fighting erupted in Nasir town between civilians and the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. The clash resulted in some death and many people were injured or displaced. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart, reporting from Malakal.